Hello and welcome back to In Depth, our PSA program on all Lotus radio stations. I have a couple wonderful guests for my second interview, talking about the Wild West Shootout with Herb Santos and Pat Gezzi. How are you both?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm doing okay. I'm a little sluggish after the Thanksgiving holiday.
But, I'm still sleepy. Yeah. Too much turkey once again.
For sure. Let's go to Herb first, because you've been a part of this Wild West Shootout for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah. When I purchased the Reno Bighorns in 2011, is that same year is when I got involved with this great, fantastic basketball program.
And it's coming up soon here. I mean, it's just a few days. Coming up on Wednesday is kind of like a pre-game thing, or what's the deal with
that? The Wild West Shootout, this is the first year that we're having a showcase game before the tournament actually begins.
Oh, okay.
So on Wednesday, November 29th, over at Galena High School, we'll have the Galena Grizzlies versus the Bishop Gorman Gales.
Oh, okay,
big
cool.
game.
So it's a big game, and it's going to kind of work up people's excitement, I'm sure, for the main event, right?
Yeah, that was the whole intent, was to get everyone excited. I know Coach Howard over at Galena is really excited about this test he'll have with his young men over there. It's going to be a great game. We hope for a lot of people to come out to sort of kickstart the whole showcase.
For sure. And then the showcase itself, when is that scheduled for?
Well, that tournament will start on Thursday, but the tournament itself will be over at Bishop Minoke High School.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll start that on Thursday, and first game will be at 12:30. We have eight teams that are going to be playing. Games will start at 12:30. We have Douglas, Folsom from Sacramento area, Monterey Trail, Liberty from down in Las Vegas, Mountain View, and Birmingham. And then, of course, the showcase game that evening at 7:30 will be Bishop Gorman versus Bishop Minogue.
Okay, so highly contested. Bringing in a lot of teams from a lot of different areas, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, this tournament has become one of the showcase basketball tournaments on the West Coast. So we're really excited at how it's developed into this a great basketball tournament with top quality teams from the West Coast.
For sure. And speaking of it's developed, I mean, you're adding bigger teams from other areas, so it must be grown by leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, when you look at how the tournament has grown, we've always tried to get really quality teams to come to Reno to play. Mm-hmm. And this will be the first year we only have two local teams, you know, Douglas and Bishop Minoke.
Okay.
And all those other teams were highly competitive last year in each of their respective divisions in either California or Arizona.
Oh, that's fantastic. How can people find out more about it? Just for getting, if they need to get tickets or something like that?
Yeah, we have a website that they can go to. It's www.wildwestshootout.org.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Wildwestshootout.org. And let's move on over to Pat. Pat, you are an expert on the programs that this tournament is actually benefiting.
Well, it is true. I am the co-founder and director of the UNR Early Childhood Autism Program. We started in 1995. And our first Wild West Shootout was actually in 2004. This will be our 14th event.
Wow.
All the proceeds from the event, from the gate to the concessions to the programs, go to fund kids and families in the program. We have a scholarship pool. And we essentially give money away to kids in the program.
That's fantastic. And how long, you already said 14 years it's been going on, almost 14 years, which is a big deal. I mean, how have you seen it change over the last, over a decade?
Well, as Herb said, we've really, really got some lot of talent regionally.
Yeah.
We tapped into the talent locally, which is tremendous. We went a little bit outside the city of Reno, and now we're outside the state.
All
right. Dipping into California and certainly Southern Nevada. And we're trying to create, as Herb said, a premier boys basketball tournament.
All right. Gorgeous. I think you're well on your way.
And, oh, totally.
So is this your big fundraiser for the year for your organization?
It is.
So this is the big old one that people
we
really need to
work all year long
with.
For this 3 or 4 day event, including Wednesday's now pre-tournament game, which is going to be a barn burner.
Oh, yeah, for sure. How much money are you looking to raise from this?
Well, you know, the short answer is as much as possible.
Right. I guess that's a pretty straightforward answer.
But it's hard to say. You know, this community is so generous. Over the years, they've given so much of themselves out of their pocketbooks and their time and so on. So we have a target in mind,
okay.
And we'll let you know after the tournament if we reached it.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, let's have a little suspense in there.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. Herb, is there anything you want to add as far as games go, people getting tickets, whatever you want?
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to add something that Dr. Pat said. It's, to me, very important. The families, it's great that we're able to help them. But he has a lot of interns up at the university, and they learn basically from the best person in the world, Dr. Pat, on how to help, you know, kids and families with that have autism in their lives. And those kids learn from the best, and then they go out once they graduate to other areas of the United States, and it's sort of a shotgun approach to terms of dealing with autism. So
right.
I think that's something that's really important when you look at this program, is not only are we helping families here in Nevada, but it's far reaching in terms of the people that will be helped in the future from all the kids that work for Dr. Pat and learn from the best.
For sure. And if you're just teaching so many people, they're going to go out in the world and they have so much expertise they can offer. And
well, we've got a lot of graduates out there, both master's and PhD students, who are continuing the good work that they started here.
All right.
That's so really it's one way you can reproduce yourself, I imagine.
Yeah, for
sure. A couple
of
ways, that's one way.
Yeah. So the money is going toward, is it specifically scholarships or is it more than that?
Well, it's a scholarship pool.
It's
money.
Pool, okay.
Families make application to the board. The board reviews the applications and decides to whom we're going to give money and how much.
Okay. And can they sign up like any time of year, or is there specific sign-up times for people
who
want to try to get involved in the program?
The program is very intimate. It's really a relationship between the board and the family. And,
oh, I see. Okay.
And so there's not any application, and there is an application process, but it's certainly not long and involved.
All right. Very cool.
It's a very intimate thing we do. And so people who are in need of financial assistance come to us and make that request once they're already in the program.
All right. Well, if they're listening right now, bear this in mind. And also help out with the tournament. I mean, it's going to be a big deal. There's like a bunch of teams regionally, locally that are going to be involved. And
right. Yeah. I know I know that, you know, we're getting close to Christmas and sometimes people want to use the weekends to do their Christmas shopping. But, you know, please go to our website and consider making a donation. It's really a worthwhile organization. It really, and the help that's provided to these families, you know, insurance doesn't cover everything. And so we want to fill that gap and help the folks so that no one can be turned away because they can't afford it.
All right. And this is the season of giving. So I don't see why you can't head over to wildwestshootout.org and give whatever you're able to.
That'd be great. Thank
Very
you.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Is there anything you guys want to add before we conclude? I want to make sure I don't miss anything.
You know, this, I want to wish your listeners a very safe and happy Christmas and New Year's. Like you said, it's the season of giving. So this is one good thing that'll make you feel good after you push that little donate button.
There we go. Thank you, Herb Santos and Pat Gezzi, Wild
My
West
pleasure.
Shootout.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.